107.2 Wire FM. It's 24 minutes to 9. In the studio, not only do I have Adam with me, but also Anna from the Wire FM newsroom as well. Morning.
Hello.
Anna came in simply because she wanted to try and eat a cream egg.
I did. I heard there was chocolate going, so I came.
For a freebie. By the way, have you noticed this, right? I'm digressing slightly, but I've never noticed this. Cream eggs are spelt C-R-E-M-E. So is it a creme egg rather than a cream egg?
It's obviously the trademark, isn't it? Because it's, if they do cream, because if it's cream as in the way we know it, it's C-R-E-A-M, isn't it?
Yeah.
Without the E.
Yeah.
So
I might go into a shop and go, hello, can I have a creme egg, please? And sound really
posh. You're opening it upside down.
Tom, what are you doing here? Right, I need to start doing this. We're going to spend the whole link just trying to open our cream eggs as well.
But you have to open it from top to bottom and leave the foil on the bottom.
Right? Oh, really? See, well, this is...
You leave the foil on the bottom.
You're opening it upside down too.
No, I'm not. That's on the front.
Oh, no,
like a little egg cup. So here's the deal, right? So cream eggs have always been made with, like, Cadbury's Dairy Chocolate, haven't they? But they reckon that they've changed it now to a cocoa mix, I think is how
they say. I was a bit shocked by this. Somebody told me that they've changed the recipe or something. How can you change the recipe for the milk chocolate?
So Anna's smelling hers.
It doesn't smell the same.
Does it?
It smells good.
Smells like chocolate, doesn't it?
What I'm wondering as well is, we're going to try these on the air and let you know what they taste like, but it's possible that the new ones haven't filtered into shops yet, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
So we might be trying them. But either way, it's an excuse.
Well, surely it would say new and improved recipe or something like that, wouldn't it? If it was a new recipe, they'd let you know.
So you bought the wrong ones then, so we'll blame you.
That would be a bold statement to say that they were improved.
Yeah, but the whole idea of a new recipe is that it's got to be better than the original.
I need to eat this, I'm desperate.
Right, let's try. Yeah, me too. Go on, you try yours first then, Anna, and tell us what you think. I thought it was going to crunch then when you bit into it, but it didn't.
Silence. What do you think? Shock.
I think it tastes the same.
We've probably got the same one, let me try.
Definitely got the same ones.
Mm. No, it tastes different.
It tastes different. How does it taste? Right, let me try.
Then you try.
Mm. It's so messy. No. It's so sugary. This is my, like, daily, well, my weekly sugar intake.
I think they taste nice.
Yeah. They taste like, but they only come round, like, every year. So surely you wouldn't, you know, by the time that you finished eating them last year, you forget what they taste like because you haven't tasted them for so long.
I think I'm probably going to have another two or three of them just to be doubly sure. But
that's fine. Don't take all of them, because I'm taking some of them back home to eat. So if you take all of them, then I won't have any to eat back home, and I'll be really upset then.
So Anna, not changed. Adam, too sweet. Me, tastes nice.
It's really nice. I like it. I actually don't think the chocolate tastes like dairy milk, which is what you said it's meant to taste like. Maybe that's because of the cream inside and it's getting a bit muddled up.
I've campaigned in my own mind for this, but I think, you know, when they go to make releasing Easter eggs, they should make a Cadbury's cream egg Easter egg.
With the egg
inside.
That'd be good. By the way, I've noticed Anna is licking the insides of hers out. That's how she eats hers.
I really do it the same.
What about you?
Well, yeah, I do exactly the same. That is really neat, though. I'm like, you know, mine's quite messy, though.
So if you try one, let us know what you think at WireFM on Twitter. I shouldn't have taken a mouthful. And let us know how you eat yours as well. Thank you very much, Adam and Anna, for helping us with the taste challenge there.